Chapter 5. They were both surprised to find that they got 6 calls in response to the Help Wanted ad. The bad part was that they only received 8 in all, even after Jake was able to get them a last-minute spot in the local paper's classifieds. They arranged the interviews to take place over the course of 2 days, as they couldn't afford to waste an entire day on interviews with the onslaught of work that continued to pile up. Even in the course of the 48 hours in which they received the calls in response to the ad, they picked up 4 more orders. Since opening the doors on the first day of business, they have worked a minimum of 12-hour days. Jake, not used to pulling a squeegee across the silk screens to spread the ink, was getting calluses along the curve between his pointer finger and thumb as Brian continued to train him on the smaller jobs. The days went by fast, despite the fact that they weren't getting home until 10 or 11 o'clock on some nights. Jake was placing a bandage along the callus on his right hand when their first candidate came through the shop doors. It was a man in his 30s that had just lost his job, as he made a point to highlight several times in their brief phone conversation. His name was James Bowerson, and he claimed to have some experience with graphic design. His resume wasn't stellar, but as far as Jake was concerned, they really couldn't afford to be particularly choosy right now. Jake led the man to the computer room, as it was the cleanest area of the shop. They still haven't had a chance to properly organize or clean up since the influx of orders started. After the introductions and learning a bit more about James, he was married, had no kids, and tinkered with old cars in his spare time. Jake got down to the more specific job-related questions. He didn't like the feeling at all, but he was already fairly certain James was not the man for the job. He seemed a little too conceited, yet at the same time, incredibly boring.
"So, can you tell me about your experience with graphic design?" Jake asked.
He felt odd interviewing someone. Who was he to make judgments about other people's work experience while he himself had to be trained by Brian in terms of printing?
"Yeah, I took a class at the community college a few years ago. I learned Photoshop basics and layout design, things like that."
"And would you be willing to work sporadic hours?" Jake asked.
"Being a new business, there are some days when we may only need you for 2 or 3 hours, but other days we may need you as much as 12. James looked a little taken aback at first, but nodded.
"Yeah, that'd be great.
"In terms of pay, we can't offer much right away," Jake said. "As you know, we're just starting out. We can offer you $12 an hour to start. 2 or 3 months, we'll revisit and see what else we can do. Can you work with that?"
James looked like he'd just been slapped in the face. He suddenly looked very uncomfortable.
"I'd like more than that," he said. "I just got laid off from a job where I was making almost $35 an hour."
I understand that, but we can't compete with that sort of cash," Jake said. "12 is the best we can do for right now."
James thought it over and shook his head.
"Sorry, I can't do that. If I start tomorrow, I'd be sending out applications elsewhere to find something better. That wouldn't be fair to you, and I don't want to waste your time."
Jake found that the whole interview made him angry. Still, he kept his anger in check and politely walked James to the door. Even after James was gone, the anger was still there. It wasn't anything Jake could explain. There was a feeling of failure as well as disbelief. Is everyone going to be looking for that much money? Are people really that greedy these days? The thought made him nervous. As Jake walked James out, Brian came into the storefront. He had ink on his shirt and was sweating from having just printed an order for 100 shirts. They watched James through the window until he disappeared from sight.
"No luck with him?" Brian asked.
"Nah,
not even enough for me to have met him?"
"Not unless you could pay him $35 an hour."
Brian let out a ferocious laugh and went back to the print room. Jake could hear him laughing all the way. The 3 other interviews they had planned for that day were just as miserable. One of the candidates came in high off his ass. He was a freshman at Foster College and, as he put it, just needed
some extra cash, I'll do whatever.
When Jake explained to him the process of cleaning screens from stripping ink to using chemicals to remove the emulsion, the stoner rolled his eyes.
"I thought I'd be making shirts or something."
"Sort of,"
Jake had said with a sigh.
"Yeah, man, that all seems like a lot of work."
5 minutes later, that candidate was also shown the door. Jake watched him go and then turned to the notebook they were using to keep their orders straight. That reminded him that he still needed to finish creating their invoice template. Man, oh man, there was just so much to do. He checked his watch, looked to the orders, and sighed. It was almost 5 o'clock already. Where the hell did the day go? He looked back to the orders in the notebook. For today, they had written down 8 orders that needed to get done. They only made it through 6 so far. God, he hoped tomorrow's interview would go better. If they didn't, it would just be the 2 of them, and he figured it might take a month before they got totally overwhelmed. With a frown on his face, he took the notebook back to the print room to help Brian. The next morning, Brian arrived at the shop before Jake, something of a rarity. He fired up the dryer, loaded up the first job, and then went back to the storefront to organize the day's jobs to be done. 5 minutes alone with the paperwork, and he had no idea how Jake did it. Looking at notes and figures made his head hurt. He started gathering the information he'd need for the jobs, getting excited for the remainder of the week. As he was looking over the orders, some of which were even written on the invoices that Jake had finished and printed off last night, his cell phone rang.
Hello?
Brian, this is Jake. Look, man, my damn car won't start this morning. There's a guy coming from the garage to check it out. He's on his way now, so I'm going to be late, but I should be there in an hour or so. If this ends up being something really bad, I'll call and just ask you to come get me.
Sure thing, man. Not a problem.
Now, look, there's someone coming in for an interview at 9, Jake said. Can you handle it?
No problem.
Thanks. Her name is Clara. She seems pretty bright.
Be on your best behavior, please.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Nothing at all, Jake said with a laugh.
I'll be there as soon as I can.
Okay.
Brian ended the call and went back to the invoices. He checked his watch and saw that it was 8:45 already. He went through some more invoices and made a call to request more shirts for an order that had been placed the day before for a family reunion. As he was getting off the phone, the shop door opened. Brian looked up and did a mediocre job of not staring at the young lady who entered. The girl who came in seemed to be 20 or so. She had brown hair that was combed straight. It was just long enough to touch her shoulders, which were bare except for the white spaghetti strap of the top she wore. She also wore a pair of high-riding khaki shorts that clung to her well-tanned legs and sandals that showed a set of perfectly manicured feet. She was gorgeous. He wondered if she was from the college, and then his mind became cluttered when he started thinking of college girls all dressed the same way and hanging out in the springtime on the campus of Foster College.
Can I help you?
Brian asked.
Yeah,
the girl said.
I had an appointment with Jake this morning for an interview at 9:00,
she said.
Yes,
Brian said, doing his best to keep his eyes on her face.
Clara, right?
That's me,
she said with a smile.
Jake is running a little late. I just spoke to him and he asked me to conduct the interview. Is that okay with you? We're part owners, I guess that's the term.
Sure.
Brian paused here. He knew that Jake had been conducting the interviews in the graphics room, but the thought of taking Clara to the graphics room and away from the moderately safe open space of the storefront made him anxious. Of course, there was no way this drop-dead gorgeous sorority-type girl would find him attractive, but still, there were far too many sexual harassment cases in the news for his liking.
You got lucky, he joked. I'm a much more casual interviewer than Jake.
Yeah?
She asked. That devilish smile was still on her face, and Brian instantly got the idea that there were probably at least a dozen boys back at Foster College that would do anything Clara asked at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, Brian said. But the main thing we're looking for is someone who has experience in screen printing. You have any?
Not much. I spent the summer between high school and college working at a big athletic sportswear place that did custom screen printing. I mostly did invoicing. Although when they got busy, I helped load shirts onto the press and box up orders.
But no actual printing?
No,
she said with a frown. Again, he thought this was a look that would break any college boy's heart. He was ashamed to find that his palms were sweating, and he thought of how this girl behaved while at school.
Well, we do need someone to help with invoicing and the whole money end of things. Whoever we hire would be a jack-of-all-trades. Some days you'd help print, if it's just loading the press or helping to set up jobs. Are you pretty trainable?
Yes, I'm a very quick learner.
Brian chewed on this for a moment. He had run out of questions to ask and had basically decided that he was going to hire her. If he was being honest with himself, about 40% of his decision was based on the fact that she was incredibly pleasant to look at. But he also thought, as shrewd as it might be, that by placing her in the storefront, where she was easily seen through the window, she might attract damn near every college-age male in town. Brian was relieved to see Jake come quickly through the door. Jake was visibly irritated with the morning's turn of events, but when he saw Clara standing in the storefront slightly leaning against the counter, his eyes grew wide. He returned his face to his normal state as she turned around.
This is Clara, Brian told Jake.
Sorry I was late,
Jake told her.
Car trouble.
Clara turned to him and smiled.
No worries, it happens.
With her back turned, Brian gave Jake a big thumbs up and mouthed, Holy crap.
Jake, he said, I think we may have found the person for the job.
Yeah?
When Clara turned back to Brian, Jake gave him a disbelieving sneer.
Yeah, think so.
Well, then,
Jake said, clearly upset that Brian had made such a statement in front of Clara.
Let's see what we can do to get her started.